A warning for our viewers out there, this podcast is in no way affiliated with MasterChef, its contestants, or the production. Hey guys, this is Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, and I am here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat about MasterChef Season 13, The United Tastes of America. Each week, we're going to break down every single episode, chatting about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to come. All right, guys. So welcome to The Real Eats. We have Jennifer here today as she listened and answered our call that she would spill some details on what was really going on during the tag team challenge since we never got a chance to talk to Charles. So we are very excited that she's coming in. This is why we do the podcast, so that we can find the real eats.
That's right.
Like what's actually happening. I had to throw that in there. Sorry, guys. So Jennifer, welcome.
Hi.
Hello.
So this seems like it was and I know you have a couple things you want to address as well.
Oh, I do, Pete. God,
I'm so nervous. All right, let's talk about tag team challenge first. Is that okay?
Sure. Yeah. Absolutely.
This had to be the most stressful week, or I don't know if it's week, but this most stressful day of your time at MasterChef.
It was. I was scared to see how the edit turned out, literally. Mm-hmm.
You were in regions. Grant gets this magic power. I don't know what we're calling it, but to put teams together, he puts you with Charles. What were you thinking immediately?
So there's always dialogue that you don't see in the edit. And so immediately what Gordon says is, okay, Jennifer, you're the mom of six. Are you going to take the lead? And it wasn't necessarily that I thought I was in charge or better skilled at taking the lead because I'm a mom of six. But I felt like just from our track record on the show that I wanted to take the lead. And Charles immediately said, absolutely. I think that's the right role here. He said, just consider me your seventh son. And he called me mom.
Okay. Well, so great. That's good news.
Which is good. And obviously what should have happened. I mean, like, right. I mean, we're all in agreement that like you should have taken the lead, right? Like, well, that's like no secret.
I spoke to Charles before today. I wanted to let him know that I was coming on and got his blessing to share a few things that happened that weren't included on the edit. And I think had they been included on the edit, it would have been very telling as to why some of the plates looked like they did, specifically the pasta, the appetizer dish, and the dessert. So yeah, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm not here to speak on behalf of Charles.
No.
I have so much love for him. He is a very talented cook.
Definitely.
If you go to his Instagram, you can see the
beef
that he creates.
Yeah, he does great things.
Yes, right. He belonged on that show. He had the skill to get him there. So I just want to make that clear from the beginning that I have so much respect for him as a fellow chef.
I think we all do. I mean, you look at his Instagram page and the pictures of his food is absolutely beautiful.
It is.
Throw him into a legitimate pressure cooker with 20 people all vying to win this prize, and that might be stressful. You know, I think I would probably cave in if I was in something like that as well. So it doesn't make him a bad cook at all, and we love absolutely. Him here, you know.
Absolutely
right. It's just a very specific skill set.
It is,
you know. Yeah. Being a mother, I will say, does give us some upper hand. I'm not gonna like sugarcoat that. Like, it gives us some extra practice. I even told Pete was like, why would that make you better? You heard, I mean, he did that on one of the episodes. And I was like, Pete,
say that. I didn't,
being
I didn't
a mother,
mean, I didn't mean it
is
that way.
Definitely an advantage. I was definitely. Like about to like throw down about that one. Like,
so sorry.
It, yeah, you should be.
Well, I think we manage chaos. That's what we do day to day. And I'm not saying that a dad figure doesn't do that either. I'm not saying that. But I know from my perspective, because I can only speak from that perspective. My life is total chaos. You know, I like to say it's a shit show at home, and it was a shit show in the tag team.
Yep.
So yeah. Right off the bat in the edit on the show, you see him putting all this oil on the pasta, on the dough. And in the edit, you're like, oh no, Like, yes. That's, is that how it started, or what is your version of how it started?
Yes. So you can see us at the beginning. We had to decide who started. So the first 10-minute cook, you would obviously have to start the pasta because it takes time to make, and then you have to knead it, then you have to let it rest. So we knew that that was number one. And then the person that started, that meant the other person would go at the end and handle executing and plating, which I'm mm-hmm. known for my plating skills.
Definitely.
And so immediately we knew I was going to go at the yeah. end. And that was the more important thing. And so I wanted to make sure with Charles, do you know how to make pasta? Have you done this before? Have you kneaded dough before? Do you know what that feels like when it's ready? You know? So I was asking him those type of questions just to determine, okay, can he do this? Can he get us started? Or do I need to go ahead and start and then, you know, just hope that everything is plated like I would want it to be at the end. And so that's why we started with Charles. And I will say, I feel like that's what set the tone for the entire 75-minute cook. Obviously the pasta was an integral part of the appetizer plate. Can't really have a shrimp pasta without the pasta on it. And so the first 10 minutes of our cook went to making it, but he missed measuring some of the ingredients. You can see that in the edit of the show. And just like, you know, I have a pastry arts degree, baking is science, pasta making is science. If you have one equation wrong on what goes into that, then it's going to throw off the whole consistency of your dough. So, you know, he was allowing it to rest. He said it looked great. You know, Kelsey, you may know this, but from where we're standing on the sidelines of the tag team challenge and where we have two cook stations. And so the cook
station, it's far, the right.
mixer, I couldn't see in the bowl. I couldn't see exactly what he was doing. You know,
it's a good length away that happening.
And, you know, I couldn't see what was going in the muffin tin when he was adding the cake batter to it. I couldn't physically see. So, so that's one deterrent. But so that kind of started us off. And so I trusted him that it was good, that it was done, it was resting. And then Joe came over and he was like, hey, you check that pasta dough. So I think you see that in the edit.
Yes.
I go to check it and there's just oil all over my hands. And he comes over and he was like, Jennifer, there's no way you can save this. You need to throw it in the trash and start over. Well, we didn't have access to the pantry, so there was no starting over. So I spent my 10 minutes in fixing the pasta.
Fixing it.
And then he even had to continue on when he started his next 10 minute round. So I think we lost 25 minutes of a 75 minute cook over that pasta.
Definitely.
So, you know, the other thing that was a challenge from the very beginning is this is something that was never shared. It was part of my application. It was certainly a handicap for me in going into the show, but I'm deaf in one ear. I've worn hearing aids since I was a teenager.
Oh my God. Yeah.
And so I'm deaf on my left ear. And so he's standing on the left side of me. So he knew going into it would be very difficult for me to hear any direction from him. And so I had started the sauce, both sauces early on. So that way, you know, they could reduce properly. I cut the, you know, all the components for it, got them going. And then while I was fixing some of these other issues, you know, they over reduced and burned, but I couldn't hear Charles saying, hey, Jennifer, you know, you're about to burn over here. So that was something that played into the end result. And then again, I have Charles' permission to share, but as we got into really towards the end stages, he had a panic attack. It wasn't shown on the edit. I know if it were me, I wouldn't have wanted it shown, but it was kind of, if you've seen the, what is Sean's season, Kelsey? Is it season 8?
Oh, season 7.
Yeah, something around there. If you've seen his tag team, it was kind of similar where the guy collapsed. Mm-hmm. Charles didn't collapse, but he said in the interviews that he's done so far, he said that he blacked out. Like he doesn't remember. And so he, you know, when they show that little clip where I'm saying, it's the ice cream scoop. Well, what had happened before that you don't see is that I said, you know, get the scoop so you can measure it properly. And he holds out a ladle, like a big, huge ladle. And I was like, no, the scoop, the ice cream scoop. And so he holds out a spatula. And so I think just his mental, he was just kind of breaking down, which I was too, honestly.
Yes.
I don't care to cry on national television if I can help it.
Right.
That's not what you signed up for, right?
No, yeah, no. It's not really like, yeah, number one on your list of things to accomplish at MasterChef.
Yeah. So, you know, then a third time he holds up another type of spatula and I'm like, no, the thing that you skip. And I'm like, okay, I've turned into Gordon Ramsay.
You did.
But again, like, I mean, what I would be doing the same, like, what else can you do? Like, how, I mean, it's just so frustrating. And it's like, in that moment, you are literally picturing or just like experiencing your literal dream being torn away from you and you have zero control. So like, yes. What else would you do besides start yelling? And like, I mean, I would be like literally like a fucking panic myself.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I put my head down once and I was actually laughing because at that point it was either laughing.
Yeah, like, what do you do? Right.
And then of course the tears came anyway, but I was trying.
Like, I'm getting anxious talking about it because like I can only like imagine being in that situation, just being like, now this is out of my control and it's bringing
and
me down.
And after spending like, so much time trying to fix the first thing, right. You're always right. Sort of backtracking on. So the question I asked last week was, what did Jennifer do in the challenge? And she was course correcting everything that happened. And the panic attack is what led to that. But, you know, that you were going back in. Charles did the pasta. It took you the next 10 minutes to correct that. You'd go back in, correct the next thing. And so you guys were always kind of behind.
Well, you know, things that I'm proud of. Again, I know what it looked like. And I've just been like, oh, so sick to my stomach. That, in fact, that whole week before, sick to my stomach, yeah. Knowing what was coming. But, you know, I had to end up hand cutting the pasta and, you know, getting that finished, even though it was a touch raw. You know, we got it on the plate. In that last 5 minutes, I plated the entire entree. Let me back up and say the reason why I went from the pasta to the filet was because I wanted to make sure that it was seasoned properly and seared properly, because I was worried about that. I didn't know if Charles had a lot of experience working with that type of protein. And so that's why I went there, because I knew with my pastry skills, I could make the cake, you know, but then, you know, Gordon suggested that I go a different direction, which I wish I'd done that from the beginning. But at one point, Gordon came around and Charles had pulled the steak out of the oven and it wasn't quite done yet. So I put it in and then made sure that it was finished to perfection. And so things that I'm proud of personally is that I was able to plate the entree. I cooked that broccolini. I did all that in 5 minutes. And even Gordon, when he came over to my station after the panic attack, because Charles had to step away for a minute, he coached him through, got him, you know, back to where he, you know, he could focus.
You're saying Gordon did this?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So Gordon was with him.
He's really good about doing that, like in those situations.
He was
pretty
so
amazing.
Kind and mm-hmm. he talked him through it. It really was something.
Because it happens on like every season or like stuff like that happens. And he's so good about it.
He is very caring. It was really good to see that mm-hmm. side of him. And so I get in there with 5 minutes left and there's nothing on the plates. I have to make the mashed potatoes. The broccolini weren't perfect, but I got them done. I got them on the plate. The steak was perfect. I'm thankful for that. And then, you know, the sauces, I had, you know, let them over reduce and burn early on. And so they're just, you know, with the panic attack and then only having 5 minutes at the end, there was just no way to do anything more
than
what I did. And, you know, the one thing that I'm frustrated with in their comments is, you know, I think it was Joe that asked Charles who was responsible for the hockey puck cake. And I mean, if you see my Instagram, you know, I can make a cake like that.
Yeah. You're legit at cake making. Yeah.
That's one of my strengths.
Yeah. We know you can make a cake. Yeah.
Well, you could do a lot. You could cook. So I knew that most of this had nothing to do with, nothing to do with you.
Well, but I own my mistakes. I said it on, you know, it's very edited down. So you only see a little bit, but you know, I owned that I burned the sauce. Sure. I owned that, you know, that's why we were missing those components. But the, you know, I couldn't see his muffin tin and I, you know, they put the scoop in there, you know, for us to use to measure the cake batter. And I wrongly assumed he would have known that it takes three fourths of that muffin tin for it to be filled. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's just second nature to me, kind of like an ice cream scoop is second nature. So, I hated the way that looked in the edit because I had no control over what it, actually seeing what it looked like, if that makes sense.
It does. And
if you could have seen it, you would have been like, oh no, not one, like do more until it's
And if I could have done it. Yeah. So that's why I wish I would have just gone to the cake. So that way I did have more control there.
But Charles in the edit also kind of indicates like you told him one scoop.
Yes.
Which after all of that, I don't think was the thing that he should have said. You know what I mean?
Yes. And that's the thing that's hard for me with the editing, watching the show. I'm sure, Kelsey, you had some moments like this, during the edit, is all the things that are left out, to kind of create the storyline or the drama, mm-hmm. Effect. But, at the end.
Yeah, like it did happen, but it's like not. That's not really how it happened. Yes, those things were said, and that's like,
well,
yes,
but you left out a big
happen, but that's not
piece.
Really like, yeah, like,
but there in front of the judges, he said, this was on me. I blacked out. I got overwhelmed. He actually owned it. And
see, like, I think if that was shown on the edit, that there was that kind of panic, I think you would one feel more sympathy for Charles in the moment, to know that this is something that happens to people and they can't, he also can't control that moment.
Right.
And also sort of shows what the scope of the full scope of what you were dealing with. It wasn't like you burned out some sauces and we blew it. You know what I mean? Like you dealt with a mental health crisis in a moment and there was no way to sort of recover from it. There was no going back. You guys
Right.
Wow, what a story. What a tough week. But like Joe said to you, you're an incredible cook. Were you at all nervous that you might go home too at that point?
I was. It's so interesting watching yourself on TV. Because every week, even though I knew going into it, I had skills and I had a higher level of understanding of all the basic cooking methods. And I'll tell you, I can make some really good risotto. It may not have been right in the MasterChef kitchen that day because of sort of the components of tasting and the time frame and all that. But it's actually something that I excel at, which is why I wanted to show that skill in the kitchen. Made that mistake, would not do that again.
Everything's different in the MasterChef kitchen. It is like, it's no joke. Like, that's why it's just different. Like somebody, you can be like the best chef in the world.
Yes.
Under different circumstances. And then.
So like, I'll say every week, like when I was at the top, I was surprised because I didn't come into this saying I'm going to win. I wanted to work my tail off so I could do the best that I could. And I thought I had a chance just because of, 30 years in a kitchen and honing my skill. But so yes, that in that moment, I really thought, I figured it was only one person going home, but I thought that they could have sent us both home. I mean, I was standing there with, two good friends when they did a double elimination, and that was a total surprise. You guys know that, but that was a total shock. So I considered that they might do it again.
Okay. Kelsey, do you feel good about the tag team challenge now?
No, I appreciate you sharing that and that Charles was willing to let you share, some of that. It just gives us and everybody really good perspective on what is happening, especially in a challenge like that. That's so unique and so high stress and so challenging. It's so difficult. Even under ideal circumstances with the ideal teammate, it can still be amazingly challenging. So
I do. I think that challenge specifically, from everything that I've experienced that's been shown thus far, is absolutely the hardest challenge. And honestly, one of the hardest things I've done in my professional career. I would never do that again.
The only thing is if you were tagged with Lizzie, for example, or someone that you do have, and maybe anyone else. I don't want to be rude, but the problem is that the panic attack takes over the whole thing. So if that incident didn't happen, maybe he would have listened more. Maybe he could have gotten refocused, But you might have excelled great with a different partner.
Well, I knew that, you know, throughout the competition, there were people that had a similar skill set and that I, you know, that I could have worked well with. Absolutely. You know, Charles and I are just so different with our, not only our skill set, but I think just the way we communicate as well. Totally. And I think the fact that I got loud, you know, now Gordon was also yelling at us, you know, coming in and doing his thing. But the thing, the fact that I got loud, you know, made it worse for him likely. And so, and honestly, I mean, I don't get loud a lot at home even, you know, I'm like any other parent, you know, might yell at my kids every now and then, but I don't, I'm not an, an explosive person. So that's not really my, my deal. So
I never took your yelling at, or we're using the word yell, but I don't even think that's the right word. You were, you know, instructing Charles.
I was impassioned. I'll say that.
Impassionately instructing Charles.
Say it, like, it wasn't Gordon yelling. It was just passionate instruction.
Yes. So, but I will say my hearing would have been a challenge with anyone throughout that challenge. Sure. But I do think had the panic attack not happened and my hearing not been a challenge, that would have been a total different result.
Now, you want to talk about your leadership skills on another challenge.
Yes.
Tell me what. Tell me what's up. What did we say or I say?
So during the fire field challenge, you know, stepped up, was leader. And so, you know, one thing that you really can't see throughout the edit, and one thing that we didn't know during the challenge was Gordon was on us for 2 hours. I mean, it was, when we finished that challenge, one, we thought we lost. We thought he was so in our faces and so, you know, he gets that persona at restaurant takeovers and
all of that,
any of those
field challenges, you know, any of those. And so it was, you know, there was so much high stress during that entire cook that we thought we lost. And I had, you know, adult men crying. I mean, literal, you can't see it on the edit, but I had, you know, maybe three or four people at the end of that challenge with tears because it was so hard. You know, the wind was terrible, the heat, it was so hot that day. And of course, we're out there all day. You know, we got there early morning and we're out there in the elements all day. And so at the end of that, we were all exhausted and totally depleted. And so the producers said, Jennifer, gather your team and rally. And so Pete tore me up a little bit.
No.
And you were annoyed because you thought I was, I think, being a, you know.
Like friends with everybody. You know what I mean? Like, we did it. You know what I mean? But now I have that perspective. Thank you. Yes. I'm
so
sorry.
That's what I wanted to share, is the backside and the perspective of, I had adult men crying. We were all torn apart after that cook, and you know, I needed to rally the troops, you know, and just let them know, hey, we did this, you know.
The challenges are interesting because it goes from the mentor Gordon the week previous to a totally different personality, and I would imagine just being scared.
Pete, if I could even like it's so hard to even put it into perspective, you know, of like what it's like.
Everything you're doing is wrong.
Everything you're doing is, like, literally, it doesn't matter. It's really quite a skill that he can even like do this and keep it up for that long and like just be so like, it just doesn't stop. Like, it does not stop. And you're just like, no, like he's questioning everything you're doing. You're like, but this is accurate. Like, I'm actually, this is what I should be doing. And then he's still yelling at you about it, or just saying like, are you sure? Do you sure you want to do that? Should I have somebody else take your spot because you're not leading correctly?
Or
rile shit up. Like
throwing something too. You know, you know what I mean? Which is like even more aggressive, like throwing the burger or steak or whatever it was in that challenge, you know?
Well, we realized at the end, like when I'd gathered everyone up, we were all kind of, because, you know, they only showed me talking, but everybody kind of said their piece and kind of encouraged everybody. And somebody said, hey, we didn't have one steak returned by a guest, not one person sent back a steak. And so then we finally caught on, hey, maybe we did okay. Maybe he didn't make us feel like we did okay.
Do you have any perspective of how the blue team was doing? Like, do you have any perspective of like what the other team is doing?
No.
Like, or how they, okay. Yeah. It wasn't,
you're
like
just in your world.
Could see.
No, there's a wall built, and with the, of course, you know, my hearing challenge,
right, as much
with
as what's
the
going
grills
on, right?
And all the wind and the noise, you couldn't hear anything for the other side. So the only thing I know is when we came out, we weren't allowed to talk. When we all single filed out of our cooking station, I looked at Bren and she looked at me, and we both had tears in our eyes. And I was like, okay, like
we went
kinda gave
war.
Each other a look like we survived.
Yeah, she's on the other team. Like, okay, like they're not doing hot either.
Maybe it was just as bad for them. So.
Well, thank you for that perspective. I apologize. If I was being yelled at by Gordon, I probably would have tried to hug you and stay protected by by you, because it sounds like it was insane.
Hide under a table.
Exactly.
You know, it's funny because I was team captain, you know, for that first one. And then during Dodgers, they wanted me to expedite because I'm great at plating and I had done it before. And then I realized they've got me up here at front again, and I'm going to be the brunt of this.
Right.
Yeah, you're like, nah, I don't want to do that.
Not again.
Sometimes you're like, no, I would like to take a backseat on this one.
Yeah.
Like,
so then, yeah, just one more thing I have to address, just because,
yes,
you know, this is
no, let's, yeah.
But so let's talk about the sweet Southern Belle thing. Can we do that?
Sure. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Did I say that? I did say that. Yes. So, oh, because I felt like Kennedy was like, I'm coming at you. And then you did this, like, I said, you did this like sweet Southern Belle, like, oh, I don't know. I'm sorry. Did I get that wrong?
No, I just have to say that was a joke. And again, like, you know, they're cutting into one little phrase of a conversation. And so, you know, he's like banter, you know, Joe is great with the banter. So he's bantering with me. Oh, you know, sweet Southern Belle is going after the, you know, using the Midwest. And I was like, no, I'm here to win. I'm still sweet Southern Belle, but I say that was done in jest. And
got it.
Right.
You know.
Got it.
Yeah, he likes to.
Well,
you know,
clearly, like, Jennifer, you're there to win. You're there to compete. You're busting your butt every week on this show and putting out really great dishes. The cake challenge was incredible. I don't even know that they've showed.
I wish we would have been able to see it
more, because yours was just as identical as everyone else's that was identical. Like, so.
Were you bummed?
Yes.
Were you bummed you didn't get called up?
I was. You know, honestly, yeah, I would have given the apple challenge to anybody, but I wanted to win that cake challenge.
Mm-hmm. It looked incredible, because I think
there's certain ones you're just like, no, that one's mine. Like, I want to win that one, you know, like, and it looked great. I mean, honestly, I wish I'm surprised they didn't like show more of it, but.
Well, it was from the balcony, you know, after Colby won, which I was thrilled that he did. I was proud of him. His cake looked amazing. He deserved it. But from the balcony, you know, looking down, Kendall said, yours actually looks better than the original. And it did. I was very proud. But, you know, the South has some really strong cooks. So
big time. Yes.
You know, every week it was kind of like, all right, there's like four of us, or there's three of us, or all five of us, you know.
You just reunited with the South too, right? For some special event.
You guys have done it a couple times now. Like, I feel like, right?
We're doing a little tour of each of our hometowns, and we may even, after the show airs, go into other cities. We do so well together. We cook well together. We did a 3-course dinner in Houston last week and did a watch party as well.
Did Sue and Joseph come out?
I did.
I thought I saw a picture. So they're from my season, Pete.
Yeah. So do we have time for a little story?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know, mom of six. In the last few years, I haven't had a lot of time for TV. I've been in culinary school. I still work full time, you know, managing the kids. So that's one thing that I gave up. But, and I think it was October of 21, Sue and Jerron were on the MasterChef Live.
Yep. Show.
Another
tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They do a tour, a 6-week tour, and they came to my culinary school. And so they asked for volunteers and, to be with the chefs and help them prep their food for the demo that they had that night. And so I came with my daughter and we helped chop their veggies. And so I spent the day with Sue and Jerron, and they had two MasterChef junior contestants there as well. And so I watched the show, and I'd never watched MasterChef before seeing them. And so we started watching as a family. And then my daughter said, Mom, I want to audition for MasterChef Junior. It's like, well, sure, you know, if you work with me and learn how to, you know, fillet a fish and learn how to cook all the proteins, I'll let you do it. And so we Googled, you know, MasterChef Junior casting and found the adult casting. And that's the only reason I'm on the show.
Oh, that's amazing.
That's so cute. Yeah, that's awesome.
Sue and my daughter. And so when Sue came last Wednesday, we had to get a picture because I have a picture of us, you know, at culinary school
before. Oh, so cute.
Yeah, so pretty fun.
She's like the sweetest and she's so talented. Oh my gosh. So I was just there a couple, maybe 2 months ago visiting her. She's amazing.
Talented. Yes.
Yeah.
As our
thank you very much for coming on here and talking about this. I wish Charles would have come by, you know, to talk about it. I mean, no offense at all here, but we're watching the show from like from our couches, so it's a much different perspective.
Well, and again, I feel like for, you know, like it is hard as a contestant when someone else is like speaking about your stuff without context. Like, I mean, even when I would like scroll through my over things, or like if you scroll through Reddit, like it's tough to read comments when like people don't have context. And you know, we are here to really try to, you know, be an entertainment factor, you know, for other people who are watching, you know, to come get some entertainment, some comments, you know, that just kind of second off of what the judges are saying, and to, you know, hopefully give some, you know, unique insight into the show, because, you know, there is just so much again that happens that no one gets to see.
Like, you know? like this being an example, additionally, like you explaining why the pasta dish looked this way on television, that's not you. You know what I mean? Like if you were hired to go make a pasta dish, there's no way something would come out of your kitchen like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, this is what happened. You were in a tag challenge and the person had a panic attack. Like, no, there's no way for a viewer to know that. So, yeah.
Well, and maybe that's just some feedback for you all, because I have heard some feedback from some of the contestants who have been a little bothered, just, you know, just being frank.
Oh, we know.
with some of the negativity. And it is hard. Just as you said, Kelsey, it's hard when people don't know the production side of things and don't know the editing side of things, and that, you know, we sign, you know, away rights to, you know, even false narrative, you know, that we have to agree that they can take the direction any way they want by piecing together things. Now, we'll say I've, you know, been delighted with the show. I'm not complaining about that at all.
They do a good job.
It's excellent. It's a wonderful show, but so it is hard to hear the negative feedback when you weren't there and don't have the full picture. So what you might do is invite, kind of like I'm on, but still on the show, you might invite others to come on.
That's what we've been talking about a bunch, especially now that we're in the top 10, you know, and we're getting down to the nitty gritty of the people that are really, you know, going to be here for
involved
a while.
Involved in it. Yeah.
In the finale. So definitely. Thank you for coming on and doing this, Jennifer.
Absolutely. I'm glad that I'm glad you guys brought it up. So
absolutely.
Fun.
Yeah. We definitely appreciate it. And we honestly, I 100% like understand the feedback and understand how it's difficult to, you know, like hear comments like that, because I mean, you guys were in like the nitty gritty of it. Like it sucked when you're in there and you want it to see it portrayed fairly, you know, like, and represented fairly, you know, or like how it really happened. So I totally get it.
Well, I will say the two of you as a pair are very entertaining.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
We try to.
We got some feedback about that.
I mean, I find myself laughing. I find myself laughing. Very entertaining. So.
Yeah, I watch it back or listen back, and I'm like, oh, that's not all right.
That was funny. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well,
I appreciate you.
Thank you, Jennifer. I appreciate it. So.
Absolutely.
Hopefully, we do not have to talk to you again anytime soon.
Yes. Fingers crossed on that one. Yes.
All the listeners, just keep watching. We don't know anything, so we're in the dark.
I have
like
no
everybody
idea.
Else.
Yeah, yes. It's funny too, because from as the show continues and progresses, I'm happy with any of the people where I just saw the episodes coming for this week. Any one of you deserves the win at this point. You're all talented cooks. You're all really, really good characters on television. You've all been through a lot. you especially just recently with that tag team challenge. So I think anyone that wins is amazing at this point. It's a perfect win.
We've talked about that as a group as well.
Yeah. All right, guys, this is great. Thank you so much, Jennifer. I really appreciate it.
Thank you both for having me.
All right. Thanks, Jennifer.